Atlanta is part of one of the fastest-growing metropolitan areas in the country. But while the city's population is increasing, the public schools there are shrinking. The district has lost several thousand students in the last few years, and no one is quite sure why. Some educators say gentrification and the redevelopment of public housing projects are pushing the children out of the school system. From Georgia Public Radio in Atlanta, Susanna Capilluto reports.
At Cook Elementary, a school in the shadow of downtown Atlanta, classes are small these days.
Did you read the directions for us?
Correct the sentences.
12 students take in this second grade grammar lesson. Only a few years ago, classes were full. Jasmine Gordon has been teaching here for 8 years.
Class sizes were like in the 20s, 25, and it didn't take long to find a class with even 30 students. But now the class sizes have reduced below 20, and we are excited about that, of course.
While teachers enjoy having fewer students, they also worry about losing their jobs if the rapid decline continues. Principal Ines Thomas says Cook Elementary once had 600 students, but now is down to 360.
Over the past 2 years, we've seen many of our families relocated to other areas. They have torn down Capitol Homes.
Capitol Homes was a crime-ridden 60-year-old housing project adjacent to Cook Elementary. It is being redeveloped by the Atlanta Housing Authority into a new mixed-income community. Once finished, the new development will not have the same number of public housing units, and Thomas thinks many of its former families may not return. Since the mid-90s, several of Atlanta's dilapidated public housing projects have undergone the same transformation. Renee Glover, the president of the Atlanta Housing Authority, says poor residents have been given rent vouchers that allow them to live in other places.
The Section 8 voucher has allowed the families to move into different parts of the city, and some families have elected to move outside of the city.
Glover says about 15% to 20% of the poor families displaced by the redevelopments leave the city for good. Demographers say Atlanta's downtown area, where every empty piece of land is being developed into lofts, townhouses, and condos, is attracting singles, gay couples, empty nesters, and people wealthy enough to afford private schools. And since the 96 Olympics, Atlanta's public schools have lost about 9,000 students, while schools in the suburbs are overcrowded. Already, 8 Atlanta schools had to be closed, and 3 more will be shut down after this year. Mayana Brown has been teaching in Atlanta for 10 years.
I am a little worried in terms of the future for the Atlanta public school system because I have invested so much time in the system, and I would like to stay here, and I just hope that the kids, somehow we can get an increase of children, somehow.
As for Cook Elementary, Principal Ines Thomas says she needs to adapt her school to the new demographics.
Probably quite a few buppies and yuppies will move into the area, and it may change the clientele that we serve. But we hope that they will see something in our school that they like and that they feel comfortable with.
That's happening in many parts of the city, as the school system has hired a consulting firm to find out how it can be more efficient and effective. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilluto in Atlanta.